You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or calling 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Use promo code KMC. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, breaking news as it happens, what it means, and why it matters.
Kevin McCullough, and here we go.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Obliterating confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
A bit of drama in Midtown Manhattan as a privately owned helicopter has crashed. Well, it made a very hard landing. We'll give you the details as the story is still developing. It's Kevin McCullough live. Stay with us on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing the role
as well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
The crash of a helicopter into the 54th floor of a building just north of Times Square and the crossroads of the world. The latest reporting is that the helicopter pilot, who was on board that helicopter by himself or herself, called into air traffic control and said, I've got to land this bird on top of a building in Midtown.
Yeah, and that's basically what happened. It was pretty confusing a couple of hours ago because you just started hearing the details, and then as we began to learn them in the last hour or so, we have a lot more that we can bring you up to speed on. I guess there's good news and bad news in all of this. There's no real explanation as to why a helicopter should have been being piloted on a day like today in the conditions that we're existing in right now. The aeronautic people that I've spoken to in the last hour have all kind of said this is kind of nuts. And it's pretty obvious that this was not a professional helicopter service, but they've confirmed that now. It's a privately owned chopper, private pilot, and there was, something that went drastically wrong. Welcome in, Kevin McCullough. Glad to have you with us. We do have Dr. A.R. Bernard scheduled to be with us today. He's got a big project coming out. We're going to try to take a look at the markets before we're done as well with David Fisher. But I want to make sure that you're up to speed on what's going on. Now, this is the latest as we know it. Only one fatality in this accident as this chopper crash landed on the 54th floor of 787 7th Avenue. There is no helipad on top of that building. It is, of course, near Times Square and just two blocks from Trump Tower. At first, there was a fire that broke out, and people saw that there was smoke and other things coming from the top, and they were afraid. I mean, who living in the New York tri-state area doesn't get a little bit worried when you see smoke and fire in a building after something has crashed into it or upon it? But upon further investigation, and this was really kind of crucial, the bad weather caused something for the pilot to feel like he was distressed. He sent out the distress call. He radioed in saying that he was in trouble. And then what happened was, in essence, a very hard landing on top of 787 7th Avenue. He didn't hit the building with a striking blow or into the side or anything like that. This was an intended landing that just came in much harder and much faster than should have normally been the case. And there is video that seems to demonstrate that there was some erratic operation of the helicopter prior to that. Now, the governor happened to be, like, it was really crazy, but Governor Cuomo happened to be on the street very near where it happened, very shortly after it happened, and he was able to talk to various news outlets, but he basically was able to step up and give some details and, of course, promised state resources and whatever's necessary. He said that his people had told him that the hard landing on the roof, he said zero indication of terrorism. There's nothing about this that seems to indicate that at all. At least that's the early report from the governor. And one woman who wished not to be identified said that she worked on the 30th floor of the building. She said the impact was unlike anything she had ever felt before. And, of course, you would think that that would be the case, given that a helicopter had landed on her building when there's no helipad on that building. And therefore, that is not a regular expectation that's going to be experienced there. Some of the additional details. Actually, we do have the governor. Here's the governor from the middle of, I believe, 51st and 7th, just a little while ago.
Is, if you're a New Yorker, you have a level of PTSD, right, from 9/11. And I remember that morning all too well. So as soon as you hear an aircraft hit a building, I think my mind goes where every New Yorker's mind goes.
But at this point, there's no indication that
there's... At this point, there is no indication that that is the case. The only indication was a helicopter had to do an emergency or a hard landing or crashed onto the rooftop of the building, causing a fire. But there's no indication of anything more than that. Again, this is all very preliminary.
Sure.
And these situations evolve very quickly, as we know. But that's all we know at this time.
That was Governor Cuomo just a short while ago from, I believe, 51st and 7th. Now, as you can imagine, the main thing that's going to really, about this story, mess people up for the afternoon is going to be traffic. 7th Avenue is closed down in large portions around this building. Much of the perimeter of a few blocks around 51st and 7th have been cordoned off. A lot of those buildings were evacuated. Some of them, we believe, are starting to be allowed back in, at least more on the periphery. But it may be several hours yet before they give the go-ahead for all of the buildings to be reoccupied. So it'll be a little bit of touch and go for the next little while. But the main thing that they're checking on right now, and I mentioned when there was a fire and there was smoke, there was obviously a lot of, as the governor just described it, PTSD. That's because there was a fire on top. But what had happened, and I've got updated details on this now, the fuel line to the helicopter itself was leaking fuel. And in the process of the crash, caught fire. They do have the fire completely extinguished. There evidently is still some fuel that has been leaked from the helicopter onto the roof of the building, and there will be additional need to dispose of that and to make sure that that is handled in an appropriate manner. But given the potential of what this could be, there is great relief that there are not more injuries, that there are not more fatalities. And at this point in time, it seems even the damage itself is relegated to a fairly small portion of the building of 787 7th Avenue. And, of course, as we have more details throughout the afternoon, we'll be glad to keep you on top of them as best we can. It appears as though the mayor and the police commissioner both are on the scene as well, and even the president tweeted about the crash, thanking the first responders, and said that the Trump administration stands ready should we need anything. Again, it could have been so much worse. And we are just grateful that on a day when the weather is not very good, when there are a lot of things that could go wrong with something that is as, you know, erratic and unpredictable as a helicopter crash, that there appears to be as little damage as there is what this appears to be. In fact, some of the broadcast TV networks have even returned to live programming, because this happened a good while ago, more than an hour and a half ago, I think, at this point, when the radio signal coming in from the helicopter pilot said that he was encountering trouble and needed help. But there could have been much worse. In fact, one of the aeronautic authorities that were commenting on this indicated that it is not within the proper protocol of helicopter operation within the Manhattan area for helicopters to be below 2,000 feet. Now, if you're in the city today, if you're in the tri-state area today, look out your window and see how low those clouds and fogs are, and the fog is, and you will see very specifically that he had to be much lower than that to get into Midtown Manhattan in that way and have that kind of problem. There's also a Twitter handle. Cooper Lawrence has posted video of a helicopter that appears to be the same one that was involved in the crash, flying very erratically prior to coming over the island of Manhattan. Anyway, that's the latest. Coming up next, Dr. A.R. Bernard of Christian Cultural Center joins me, and we'll keep you apprised of any new and developing details as the story progresses. Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Kevin McCullough Radio.
Looking for excellent academics, athletics, and fine arts taught with a Christ-centered worldview? Timothy Christian School in Piscataway is the answer for you. Timothy Christian offers a pre-K through 12th grade education with excellent academics and intentional character development taught by caring teachers in a safe environment. Timothy Christian prepares your child for eternity by laying the academic and spiritual foundation needed to succeed. For more information or to schedule a tour today, visit timothychristian.org. That's timothychristian.org. Prepare your child for college and for life.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard me talking about MyPillow for the longest time because it really did radically change how I sleep. I sleep better, deeper, more soundly, and I get better rest every single night because of the tremendous invention that Mike Lindell brought to the fore so many years ago now. But right now, he's got a special limited time offer that is not being replicated anywhere else on radio or TV. It's the lowest price, in fact, being offered. And you can get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98 or $34.99 when you use my promo code. I'll be listening for that. Tell you in just a second. I've been sleeping on a MyPillow. Stays cool all night long. Keeps its shape. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. And MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty. And it's made in the USA. So he's employing USA workers. It's got a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Do you have a MyPillow? You need to get one. And right now, a two-pack of the MyPillow premiums for the lowest price ever seen on radio or TV. $69.98. or $34.99 per pillow. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641, 800-506-2641, and use the promo code AM970. Call the number or MyPillow.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. When you take little hands with you, in my case, three sets of them every time I take the kids out somewhere, and they get into things, and then you go to eat somewhere, you often find yourself needing something that is safe, effective, and I would prefer alcohol-free to get those hands clean, say, before we eat Sunday brunch. Well, guess what? I found my perfect solution. It's not one of those gels that you get at the drugstore. It's Durasan. Durasan is a water-based, non-toxic hand sanitizer that cleans, conditions, and even protects skin for up to 24 hours. I like it because you can get it in bottles, wipes, foamers, sprays that are perfect for everyday use. I've usually got a couple of the wipes in individual packets in my pocket. Durasan also developed an antimicrobial hand soap. We use it at the radio station. It's FDA approved. And it's environmentally safe, just like the hand sanitizer. In fact, Durasan has a long line of safe-to-use products. And this summer, as those mosquitoes start hatching their eggs and flying around and spraying pathogens like Zika, use the Durasan mosquito spray to safely protect yourself from that. Now, right now, if you call, you're going to get 20% off anything in the Durasan profile. You can get the sanitizers, the mosquito spray, you can get the hand soap, all of it 20% off if you mention Kevin McCullough when you call. Kevin McCullough when you call. Durasan. 3w.durasan.com, D-U-R-I-S-A-N. You can call 844-DURASAN or 844-387-4726, 844-387-4726, or 3w.durasan.com.
The following is a true story.
My name is David Bryant. When I was 37, my wife and I decided to get term life insurance through SelectQuote. Just 3 years later, I was diagnosed with ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Because of life insurance, the people I love most in this world will be protected no matter what happens to me. I know that the dreams I have for my family can still come true. Financial security, to stay in the home we became a family in, and for our children to be able to go to college. I reached out to SelectQuote because I wanted to share my story. If just one person purchases life insurance, I know I will have made a difference.
SelectQuote can find a 37-year-old male a $500,000 policy for under a dollar a day.
If there are people you care about, you need life insurance. It may be the single most important financial decision of your life.
Don't put off protecting your family. Get your free quote now. Call 800-671-7070. That's 800-671-7070. 800-671-7070. Or go to SelectQuote.com. This is a paid endorsement. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Not available in all states.
Life is lived by moving forward, seizing the open road, embracing what's ahead. It's why we created Ford Pass. Everything you need to keep forging ahead in one app, right in the palm of your hand. Only Ford Pass combines roadside assistance, Ford Pass rewards, and now when you buy or lease a new Ford, earn points you can use toward flexible complimentary maintenance. Ford Pass, built to keep you moving. Built Ford proud. Visit your participating Ford dealership to find out about earning points for flexible complimentary maintenance when you buy or lease a new Ford and sign up for rewards.
Roadside assistance is included for certain Ford owners and available to everyone for a per-service fee. Ford reserves the right to change program details without obligations. Visit your participating dealer or FordPassRewards.com for program rules and restrictions. Ford Pass, compatible with select smartphone platforms, is available via a download.
Hey, I'm Craig Rochelle, the pastor of Life Church, and I'm incredibly honored to be a part this year of the Collide Summit at Liquid Church on September the 13th and the 14th. We're going to have some amazing speakers, great musicians. We're going to be in the presence of God, and we're going to talk about becoming fearless. We're going to see God use you and all of us to do more than you could ask, think, or imagine. September 13th and 14th, see you this year at the Collide Summit.
Register today at collidesummit.com. That's Collide with a Y, summit.com.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, friends, we're still keeping our eye on what's transpiring in Midtown with the helicopter hard landing on top of the 787 7th Avenue building. But it appears only one fatality, and we'll keep you updated as things develop there. Kevin McCullough on a very busy Monday, and thankful that you're here. And coming up this Friday, June 17th, there is going to be a one night only, and then a couple of nights later, another one night only documentary that's going to be making its debut in theaters coast to coast. And it is moving. I've seen portions of it, and I got to tell you, it stays with you long after you've viewed it. But one of the people that are that's in the movie is our very own Dr. A.R. Bernard of the Christian Cultural Center here in the New York greater tri-state area. And, of course, very, very good friend of Kevin McCullough Radio and someone who I personally think of as a mentor and friend and pastor in many ways. To myself, even though I'm not able to worship at his church each week. Pastor Bernard, welcome back. Always good to have you, sir.
Likewise, Kevin. Appreciate our relationship over the years and how well you use your platform to keep people informed. Appreciate that.
Well, it's not always appreciated by everybody, but we want to be faithful and we want to be genuine. So I think if we pursue those qualities, there's some degree of forgiveness on the rest of it. Hey, let's talk about this project. A lot of our friends are attached to this. Pastor Dimas Salaberrios, of course, is one of the producers, and you're in the film. Talk to us about the story of Emmanuel and why it's so important for people to see it.
You know, Emmanuel looks back not only at the horrific shooting that took place in Charleston at the hands of Dylann Roof, but it explores the history of Charleston, South Carolina, because Charleston essentially was the slave Ellis Island
right.
that goes back 400 years. And, you know, the black and white relationship over the centuries has been quite unique in Charleston. So the film begins with looking back at that history. It also turns its attention to the role of the black church in its general sense in terms of Charleston, you know, black ethnic Christianity and how that affected black people living in that cultural context and how it strongly influenced that incredible act of forgiveness in the film and, of course, in real life, where the family members of the victims stood in the courtroom and forgave Dylan Roof, not to remove the consequences of his actions, but definitely to lift that burden of hostility that comes when such a horrific crime is perpetrated against you or someone that you love. And, you know, you can only think and feel revenge, but they forgave him.
Yeah.
And, you know, that forgiveness emanates out of love, love for God, love for neighbor. That was essential to the black Christian ethic in order for blacks to coexist in society that, you know, thought them at, to be least, less than human.
Yeah.
In its early days. So it touches on that.
If people forget what Pastor Bernard's talking about, you remember the headlines. Churchgoers were gunned down. It was just after an evening prayer meeting in Charleston, South Carolina. And this 21-year-old, who we would later find out was a white supremacist, had, of course, posted things on social media and other things. But nobody in the building that day knew anything about that. Waited until the meeting was almost completed and then opened fire on people in their most vulnerable state, leaving families and, of course, the nation to really grapple with what it means when senseless acts of terror like this take place. And there's very intimate interviews in this with survivors and family members. Stephen Curry of the Golden State Warriors, one of the executive producers. You know, mm-hmm. I remember, Dr. Bernard, when Pastor Demos went down there right after the shooting. And of course, that's something that he does quite well. He goes to these places that are kind of hot spots and prays for people and gets people talking to each other and does a really good job of that. But I remember him calling me and saying, Kev, you're not going to believe this, but he said there's a sense of unity and that's growing out of the forgiveness that we had all seen in the TV screens. And he said, I'm being ministered to more than I'm able to minister to them. And speak to that for a second, Pastor Bernard, because that's really what the gospel and the unleashing of grace and forgiveness ends up accomplishing, isn't it?
Yeah, but you know, there was Kevin, I'll tell you, there was something about the religious experience in Charleston prior to the moment that revealed itself in the moment.
Huh.
You know, redemption is central to our Christian faith. And the whole idea of remembering that you were slaves in Egypt, you know, and to have a sensitivity to others who are not just enslaved physically, but enslaved emotionally, enslaved to an ideology, because that's how they saw Dylan Roof, enslaved to an ideology who needed forgiveness in order to be liberated from it.
Yeah.
That
well,
was, and I keep referring to that because that for me was one of the very powerful moments in the film, because you would think that it was an act of weakness, it was an act of submission, but no. It was an act of courage, because only forgiveness can break the cycle of violence and retaliation.
Well, and ultimately, when put in the context that these were Christians that were experiencing this, the work of Christ, of course, forgave so much more of each of us than we typically afford one another. And so the Christ-likeness that those who offered that forgiveness put on display, it was a sermon preached to the entire country. You know, the gospel's real. Christ's death counts. Grace and forgiveness make a difference in people's lives. And I think to those that are in kind of the godless, you know, position in their life where they don't really put any faith in any of that faith stuff, I think they have a hard time dealing with these kinds of realities, because there's just no argument for it. It has to be God.
Absolutely. And I will tell you, and you'll see it in the film, everyone said it was not rehearsed. They did not plan to forgive. They did not plan the statements that they would make.
Spirit moved.
It was like a rush of grace came over them. And in someone, you'll see in the film, totally separate and apart, who felt that same rush of grace and was willing to issue that same forgiveness.
That's crazy. Crazy good. Go see it. It's June 17th and 19th only. Dr. Air Bernard is in it, but we were thankful to get him with us today. Dr. B, thank you. It's Kevin McCullough Radio. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you could save money on your mortgage payment and put more money into your pocket, wouldn't that make sense? Now is the perfect time to call my very good friends, Mike and Brian, at Fellowship Home Loans. Home values are up. The housing market is strong. Interest rates are low, and they're going to stay low. Talk to Mike and Brian about ways you could possibly eliminate PMI, private mortgage insurance, consolidate debt, take cash out for home improvements, and save on your taxes. As a direct lender, you deal directly with the decision makers who will save you the money and guide you every step of the way. And with outstanding customer service reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, you will be amazed by how well you are treated and how simple they make this very complicated process. Call Mike Rakeman and Brian Sheely at Fellowship Home Loans and lock in your low rate today. 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-SAVE. Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA, Fellowship Home Loans, Licensed Mortgage Banker, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 60134. Hi, Kevin McCullough. Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law? Well, every Thursday during Kevin McCullough Radio, you hear from Mike Connors of Connors and Sullivan Attorneys at Law answering a listener's actual question. Simply email that question to askmikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. And don't forget to tune in to Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on AM 570 The Mission and Sunday mornings on AM 970 The Answer at 11.
Can I get a large coffee, cream and sugar?
Okay. That'll be $22.50.
20 what? For coffee.
Manhattan isn't affordable, but college in Manhattan can be. Mercy College in the heart of Midtown has made college education affordable for decades. Now we're getting a makeover with high-tech classrooms, sleek lounge spaces, and more academic options and internships this fall. Check out what's coming. mm.mercy.edu today.
Back in 2010, laws were passed by the United States government to give the authority to a newly created entity within the Federal Reserve to be able to seize portions of your 401ks, IRAs, and bank accounts. Sounds scary. Yet this has already been done in eight other countries in the last 7 years. Get the facts from Landmark Capital. Learn how to protect your future, your hard-earned money, by investing in precious metals. When the bail-in happens, you'll be ready. Call Landmark today at 844-604-2575, 844-604-2575, or visit landmarkgold.com. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, just this week, I was feeling a little bit run down, and I just had had such a stressful couple of days, especially to start the week with, that I upped my dosage of my Balance of Nature, my fruits and veggies that I take in capsule form. And I got to tell you, I didn't skip a beat. Like, there were a lot of things that I had to close out the week to get to and to have done. And I've just been able to power through. In fact, I had so much energy the other night. I was working until much later into the night than I realized. And when I looked at what time it was, it's time to go to bed. Do you have that kind of energy? If not, you need to be on Balance of Nature, because they're not only going to help you have more energy, they're going to help you get well. They're going to help you stay well. They're going to help you feel better. And right now you can get 30% off and free shipping if you call and you just use my promo code. 800-246-8751 is the number. 800-246-8751. 30% off plus free shipping. Come on, it doesn't get any better than that. 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. And use either there or at balanceofnature.com. Use the promo code. The Mission. That's 800-246-8751.
New message.
Your social security number has been suspended. If you do not contact us, your account will be deactivated.
Scammers are aggressive when they contact a potential victim. Social Security Administration employees will never threaten you for information or promise benefits in exchange for information. In those cases, the call is fraudulent and you should just hang up. Don't provide any personal or financial information to these thieves. Call the Social Security Fraud Hotline at 1-800-269-0271.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio.
He
tells you about managing your money. Now he gives you the word on money. Landmark Capital CEO David Fisher, exclusively on Kevin McCullough Radio.
And if you're just joining us, you know that about an hour ago, there was news reported that a helicopter had made a hard landing on top of the 787 7th Avenue building here in Manhattan. And we're continuing to watch that. Kevin McCullough, thank you for being here. On these Monday visits, when we are able to, we have really enjoyed this year digging into some of the scriptures and what's going, what the scriptures have to say about money and its application to our lives. And David Fisher, of course, has been the one that's been bringing them to us, and he is back. He was out of commission once again, but for a smaller period of time this last week, a follow-up surgical procedure. But he's back with us in 100% spirit, at least, if not closest to 100% physical health that he's been in for a while. And David, it's good to hear your voice again.
Thank you for having me, and I can say now with confidence, I think the best is yet to come, Kevin.
That is great. Well, a lot of people have been praying for you. Let's talk about John 15:13.
Well, the scripture says, greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. The ultimate way of showing that, Jesus showed it, you know, as we all, when we grew up, you know, in church, you know, the saying many of us heard, how much did Jesus love each one of us? He stretched out his arms and he died. And so, you know, that's the ultimate form of showing love, that he would take our place instead of us feeling the pain and the weight of sin. He took the sin of us, of our sins, and the sin of man, the sin of the world upon himself, died on behalf of us. So how does that relate to our everyday living? Well, I got to thinking about that. I challenged myself in my thought process, Kevin. I said, you know, how much am I showing how much I love people or an individual or my comrades or my family or my wife? You know, I can speak for my wife. My wife completely has shown a lot of love, to the point of she's laid down her life for me recently. She's exemplified that in my challenging times. Have I shown that in a tangible way? And that's the question, I guess, you know, would I take a bullet for my wife? Obviously, I would. Absolutely. No hesitation. How much love would I practically share and show to the world, you know, the person who were, see, maybe the mail person that delivers mail, or the person that comes and cleans my pool. How much love do I show to them? How do I show that? And, you know, I can be honest, and I'm being transparent. I probably wouldn't lay my life down for them, but there's ways of showing I'm going to, you know, would I take a bullet for them? Probably in that time of need, I probably would, you know, reverse my thinking right now and probably, you know, if there was a person coming out with a gun and, you know, and we had that weird situation, I'd probably do everything to protect that person. But what am I doing right now shy of that? And I think there's ways of doing that, you know, not to a personal experience here. I normally do not just give out money for the sake of giving it out. But there was something that came to my awareness, a need, and I gave without hesitation. And I'm not saying this to boast, but it's not something that's normally in my character that I give. I mean, we donate to ministries and we give to different charities and we do those normal things, but this is beyond that.
Right.
And I said to myself, am I doing this to get something in return, or am I doing this out of love in laying my life down so that they would be touched by the Lord? And this is not them saying how great of a person this is. So this scripture has caused me to think, you know, how do I deal in showing Christ's love? And how do I deal in just an everyday way? And how do I deal in showing Christ's love in a tangible financial way, too? Because of your mouth is where your money is, so to speak. And that where your heart is will be reflective in not just your everyday procedures and processing and the way you daily live, but it's also where your finances are.
Right.
So it's caused me to think twice and saying, what am I doing today to advance the kingdom of God for tomorrow?
That is really important, and it makes me think, David. Yesterday, in our time of worship, our pastor's going through the book of Matthew right now, and he got to a passage where he really challenged those that were in attendance to think about every person we run across. When is the last time we loved them enough to be bold enough to share with them that truth, that good news, meet a need, go beyond ourselves? And a really good illustration and a reminder of that today. Stay with us. David Fisher's not going anywhere. We're going to talk about the markets coming up next here on Kevin McCullough Radio.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Spring is prime home buying season, so if you're thinking about buying a home, right now is the time to lock a low rate, which can save you money every month on your new mortgage. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
This is a message to business owners. The strongest selling proposition is to get your customer into your store in front of your product. Now you can do that digitally, everywhere, with Salem Surround. Digital marketing that easily takes your business beyond its four walls, putting your message on people's computers, tablets, and mobile phones everywhere. Your digital ad virtually puts them into your store in front of your products. Salem Surround takes the mystery of digital marketing off your shoulders, letting you run your business while we deliver customers. Call us at Salem Surround for a free analysis of your digital marketing effectiveness and suggested ideas that could dramatically increase your sales. There are no limitations on where you can reach customers. Salem Surround, total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more by logging on to surroundnewyork.com. Surroundnewyork.com, connecting you with new customers.
I want you to sleep in. I want you to cool down. And I want you to have the home of your dreams. I'm Alyssa Walters, CEO and daughter of family-owned and run BlindsGalore.com. My mom, Shelley.
Hi, everyone.
And I have been working together for as long as I can remember. We've never settled for mediocre, and you shouldn't either. We're tough customers, but we love to say wow when it's worth it. That's why we built Blinds Galore. To give you designer blinds, shades, drapery, and shutters without the designer price. Get free samples, free shipping, and all the free design help you desire. Our in-house team of experts can help you online or over the phone every step of the way. Plus, you're free to exchange your custom blinds or shades for any reason. It's that simple. We've been doing this for nearly 20 years and want you to take pride in your window treatments. It's your home after all. You'll love the view.
We promise.
Just go to BlindsGalore.com. That's BlindsGalore.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses right here in New York and New Jersey? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll be introduced to our three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the New York and New Jersey area who want to learn how to get started making money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. New York and New Jersey are perfect markets for my system, and this week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where we'll share how to get started making money flipping houses and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000 right now, because this free ticket offer expires this Friday. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
For a free evaluation of your case, call the law offices of Dan Buttafuoco & Associates. Call 1-800-NOW-HURT. 1-800-NOW-HURT. Everywhere I go.
Money Matters CEO of Landmark Capital, David Fisher, exclusively on Your Money Monday at Kevin McCullough Radio.
Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us, and glad to be talking to David Fisher this week. The economy last week, man, all over the place. When we're talking about even the markets today, started off with a bolt. Where are we going to go this week? And do the U.S.-Mexico avoiding tariffs issue, as we've been kind of talking about throughout the hour, does this change the long-term outlook here at home? David Fisher is the head of Landmark Capital, and of course, he has been the one sounding the alarm for the coming bail-in. And if you would still like to get a complimentary resource that tells you all about what that is, they have them at Landmark Capital, 844-604-2575. David Fisher, U.S. and Mexico, depending on which outlet you read this weekend, some were saying that Trump was forced to concede and that he lost and that he was just saving face by avoiding the tariffs. I am of the opinion that it was his threat of the tariffs and the ability that he didn't have to end up using them that kind of demonstrated his ability to get things done. People can disagree with me, but I don't have the same read on it that the mainstream media does. But I know that there was some concern that if they did kick in, that it would possibly put in jeopardy our North American economic agreement and so forth. So what do you think now that the tariffs didn't kick in today? What do you think the long term effect of last week's decisions will mean?
Well, it certainly would affect the United States-Mexican-Canada agreement, the USMCA agreement, if tariffs had to be put in place. So there's two types. There's two reasonings, first of all, for tariffs. There's the financial reasoning to stop the trade deficit, and then there's the political reason, and that's what this one was really about. Previous, you know, talk was more about financial side of tariffs between Mexico and the United States. So this was a political one. And where's that come? And that's why the deal was solved in 2 days. And that was a great thing. The financial side has been going on for months, and it finally got solved. But the political side got solved in 2 days. So feathers and credos to President Trump, because they've been talking for months and months on the financial side. This political side all had to do with immigration. And as we all know, there's a significant amount of immigrants coming across the border. They're mostly coming from Guatemala and those areas down there. So President Trump, by saying, if you don't stop the inflow of illegal aliens and assist this in this process, you're actually encouraging them, we're going to have to do something financially to get your attention. That's what this was all about. And within 2 days, the Mexican government moved 6,000 soldiers to the southern border of their country to stop immigrants flowing through their country to get asylum in the United States. This affected the market in a positive way. We've had, you know, 5 days of upticks, and this was just another thing causing the market to go up. But previously, we had the roller coaster of 6 downticks in the marketplace. So if we looked at what was happening about 13 days ago, we're about slightly down from the previous high, but we're headed the right direction up in the markets.
What about China, and will anything that they saw in the last few days cause them to take some action?
Well, that's a whole nother story. China's a different culture. I mean, this is more about China. There's the financial side, which makes sense because our trade deficit just increased another $20.5 billion. The surplus in May jumped to $41.65 billion. It was normally around $26 billion the month before. So we've jumped the trade deficit with China because they're not really negotiating because it's the political side. Yeah, this might hit them financially, and they are hurting. And, you know, we just put tariffs, $200 billion worth of tariffs on the Chinese imports last month. But President Trump wants to negotiate on a deal. So does China. And they're supposed to meet at the end of June at the G20 summit. But it's not an official they've announced the date and the time, but if they don't meet, we will see President Trump slap tariffs on China more forcefully than he's done in the past. But the pushback from China is more about saving face, the political side. They want to win at something, and they're feeling that they just can't quite win because they have a lot to give to make this thing become equal. That's the problem. And they don't see where they're winning. That's why they backed away from the table last week.
Yeah, and there's evidence created a bunch of dissatisfaction within the upper ruling party there as well. Hey, the T-bill, the 10-year, it had an interesting week last week, David, and interest rates obviously kind of parallel what the 10-year T-bill did. But does this make it more likely that the Fed is going to raise rates or lower them or keep them in neutral? What are we seeing with the treasuries right now?
Well, we're seeing a roller coaster, just like we saw in the marketplace. If we looked at this thing last year, at the end of the year, the market was saying 1 to 3 Fed rate hikes happening in 2019. But the Fed kind of pulled the changed course at the end of December and confirmed that earlier first quarter this year. Now we're seeing the market is saying we could have 2 to 4 rate cuts. In fact, traders are saying that there's a 70% chance that the Fed will start a rate cut in July. So this is, when you look at what's happening here, we're headed, the economy is slowing down. I mean, it's the reports just keep coming out. They're becoming more broad-based. They're coming internally in the United States, and they're also certainly globally. So it's the fact that we are going to have a slowdown, and we will have a recession. So they need to lower rates. Here's an interesting thing about the yield curve. It's based upon recession probability model is what the Fed does. And the probability of a recession in the next 12 months, Kevin, is 27%, according to the Fed. But keep in mind that they may make people feel great. The last time the recession odds were at the same number was in early 2007, just a few months before the recession. So it's a flawed number. The Fed is going to, in my opinion, they're going to lower rates. I said raising them, but they changed the course. The market is going to force the Fed, because it's really what the market says, and the Fed follows to keep that. The market is going to pull back. And if we don't have an agreement with China at the end of this month, the market will pull back, because they're factoring that in, a higher market, because China and U.S. will come to a trade agreement. I don't think they're going to come to one, personally. So I think it's going to be a political, long, drawn-out process, unfortunately, which won't be good for any country. And we're going to see this be the trigger, or pieces of the trigger, to cause a recession. That's why it's so important to get your money moved before all this happens and get some portion of your money into gold because of the bail-in.
Right. The bail-in would be following on the heels of that. And, friends, if you want to know more about it, we've been talking about it, but get the white paper resource and arm yourself with all of the facts. You need to learn how to protect your money. It's legal. The government can take it right out of your account. They don't owe you an explanation or anything. It's law now. And 8 countries have done it in 7 years. So this is something that is now legal in America. You need the details on it. Call today. Get the coming bail-in white paper. It's totally free. 844-604-2575. 844-604-2575. And then just read it. That's all I ask you to do. Get the coming bail-in white paper and take a read of it. And then if you have any more questions, call David's firm back. They are willing to talk to you and to help you understand exactly every jot and tittle of it. 844-604-2575, 844-604-2575. You can also request one at landmarkgold.com. David Fisher, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Gavin McCullough Radio, my final thought coming next.
Wham. Pipe, scaffold, debris, whatever. It fell. It hit you. You never saw it or heard it coming, but you felt it. The most common construction site accident has left you in pain or worse. If you're suffering, has the person responsible convinced you that you have no case, so live with it? That's not the way it should go. If it was someone else's negligence, don't you deserve compensation for expenses, pain, and suffering? Personal injury attorney Dan Buttafuoco thinks so. With over 30 years dedicated to ethics and justice for the injured, he's won almost $500 million in settlements and verdicts, and his firm holds the record for New York's highest paid cash settlement. Readers of LI Press have voted Buttafuoco and Associates best law firm 5 years running. So, do you have a case? Why not call for a free evaluation? 1-800-NOW-HURT. 1-800-NOW-HURT. When a construction accident demolishes your life, how about a chance to rebuild? Daniel Buttafuoco and Associates. 1-800-NOW-HURT.
Our legislators lied to us and sold us a bill of goods on congestion pricing. Hi, Kevin McCullough. This has nothing to do with congestion and everything to do with taking more money from hardworking New Yorkers. Tell Majority Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins and her Senate allies that congestion pricing must be repealed. Call Leader Stewart-Cousins at 518-455-2585 and let her know that congestion pricing has to go. To learn more, visit reclaimnynow.org/congestionpricing. This ad has been paid for by Reclaim Initiative, a nonprofit, nonpartisan 501c4 organization.
Hi, Kevin McCullough. You know, just this week I was feeling a little bit run down, and I just had had such a stressful couple of days, especially to start the week with, that I upped my dosage of my Balance of Nature, my fruits and veggies that I take in capsule form. And I got to tell you, I didn't skip a beat. Like, there were a lot of things that I had to close out the week to get to and to have done. And I've just been able to power through. In fact, I had so much energy the other night. I was working until much later into the night than I realized. And when I looked at what time it was, it's time to go to bed. Do you have that kind of energy? If not, you need to be on Balance of Nature, because they're not only going to help you have more energy, they're going to help you get well. They're going to help you stay well. They're going to help you feel better. And right now you can get 30% off and free shipping if you call and you just use my promo code. 800-246-8751 is the number. 800-246-8751. 30% off plus free shipping. Come on, it doesn't get any better than that. 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. And use either there or at balanceofnature.com. Use the promo code. The mission. That's 800-246-8751.
What you need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
There is no indication at this time that this was an act of terror, and there is no ongoing threat to New York City based on all the information we have right now.
That is Mayor de Blasio. He's back from Iowa and just addressing the gathered media at I believe he's at 53rd Street, maybe 49th Street, I guess. But just a couple of blocks away from 787 7th, which is where the helicopter crash took place. If you're just joining us earlier this afternoon, about 1:43, FDNY got an emergency call saying that there had been a crash of some sort on the top of the 787 7th Avenue building. What it appears to have been, according to all the reports that we are now seeing, is a hard landing. This pilot, who is a private pilot, he is not part of the New York helicopter services that, you know, are somewhat famous. And it's a very small chopper, from what we understand, radioed and had said he was having trouble. He radioed in before he crashed. He needed to find a place to put it down. He chose to put it down on top of this building, as opposed to, say, in the street, which probably saved lives. There was some very erratic weather that kind of simultaneously occurred. The ceiling with all of the precipitation and so forth that we're having today, the ceiling dropped. So the ceiling had been at about 1,800 feet. It dropped to about 500 feet. He lost his way. The chopper was having trouble, and he ended up losing his life. But in some ways, quite heroically, because no one else, to our knowledge, and the mayor just said this in his opening statement, to our knowledge, no one else was even injured, much less any other fatalities. So the pilot doing the tough but honorable and sacrificial thing. Obviously, traffic is a nightmare through the area, so as you're trying to get home this afternoon, be careful and allow extra time. It's just going to take it to get there. Anyway, Kevin McCullough, thanking you for being with us. And for more coverage,
jump on over to our sister station, AM 970 The Answer. I'll be there at 5.